Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
This is a pretty cool. Tell me about the origin of this effort and this coalition.
Well, my group has joined this effort on the recent side, but I can tell you this is a group of local community organizations, grassroots organizations, some of them faith-based, some of them social service-oriented groups, who are trying to organize members of local communities to speak out on issues that affect all of us across the state. And I believe they started this about a year and a half ago, and they're making their first large statewide effort a push to reinvest in education in our state.
And I know that there are, as we mentioned earlier, there's two press conferences, and the push in education is both K through 12 and higher education. Exactly what do you hope to accomplish with today's efforts?
Well, I think that one of the things that, we're all hoping to accomplish is just to raise awareness and concern about what's been happening to education and to education funding in the state of Michigan. Especially, well, both K-12 education and also higher education are investments that we all make in the future of our state and our communities. And they offer a path to the future for our children. And for more than a decade, funding actually has been decreasing from the state if you adjust for inflation. And, of course, in the last couple of state budgets, there's been an enormous amount of money, more than $500 million taken out of K-12 education alone, with higher education facing cuts as well. So the first thing is to create a lot of awareness and to encourage as many people as possible to get aware of this, to commit to trying to do something about it, both at the local level and in terms of talking to their lawmakers, and to make people aware that this is an important public issue that's going to be, that should be a factor in the November elections.
The coalition of organizations represents more than 50,000 people. If you had an audience with the governor and the key legislators who decide how much money to dole out for K through 12 education, what would you tell them?
Well, I'd tell them that everyone understands that there isn't any spare money floating around, and everybody understands that Michigan has been through just an awful, not just a couple of years, but even the last decade has been very difficult for the state of Michigan. But the thing that I think we all need to remember, and that I'd really, you know, I think we'd like our lawmakers to remember in particular, that education is sort of the way out. Education is one of the things that we as a community invest in to make sure that things are better, not just for our own kids, but for everybody, including ourselves. It affects what our communities are going to be like. It affects the jobs it will be coming here in the future, and the quality of life for everyone. So keeping that in mind, it means maybe we need to work harder than we have been to find how to scrimp and save and to make sure that we don't actually undermine what's going to be happening to our state in the future. So we need to find ways to make sure that the education we're providing to our children isn't just limited to whatever certain funding sources happen to have at a certain time, because we decide we're going to go ahead and we're going to create a adequate and stable public education for every child, and then we have to find ways to make sure that that happens, to find the resources to make it happen.
Steve, every piece of information that I read about education and its value, and everyone I talk to tells me about the value of pre-K education and how it may perhaps be the most important, yet it gets the least amount of funding and the least amount of attention. Why is that?
That's a very good question. I think that a lot of people tend to feel that anything before regular primary school is sort of like maybe a glorified babysitting or something, but it's not. You're absolutely right that children are learning from the very first moment. And although it's never too late to to try and provide a rich education for children, the earlier that we can start exposing kids to a lot of different things, ideas, encouraging them to learn how to make choices, to learn how to solve problems, that kind of early investment is something that pays huge dividends in the future. And of course, you're doing this at home. You know, when my children were small, we were teaching them that kind of thing every day. But then there comes a point where you need to learn to deal with other people who aren't your family, and there are experiences and opportunities that can be hard to find at the home. So that's why, and it's been known for a long time, that a really high-quality early childhood education, that's everything from preschool through going up through elementary school, that relatively small investments in making sure that experience is a really high-quality one for all children pays huge dividends. Just down the road from me in Ypsilanti, the HiSCOPE Foundation grew out of a research project called the Perry Preschool Project, and they demonstrated that starting in the 1960s that a high-quality preschool experience, even when nothing else changes, makes for lifelong differences to the children who experienced it.
We've been talking with Steve Norton, who is the president of the Michigan Parents for Schools. Thanks so much, Steve. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate being on your show.